B-Pod Studios.
The window is now. Our opportunity is now. So once I saw that window, we discussed taking a shot at it now, because who knows how long this window is going to be open.
Well, those words, those profound words belong to the gentleman in front of us right now. It's the Midday Show with Jason Mertz. I'm Anthony Gargano. And joining us right here in studio, the esteemed general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers and team president, Chris Heck. Join us, Elton Brand, E-B-E-Train. What's going on, B-E?
E-Train.
Did you hear that yet? Well, E-Train?
Yeah, that's a new nickname.
I just got traded, by the way. He just shipped me out of here.
I traded chairs. Colin, glad to be here, as always. Glad to be here.
First of all, guys, Chris, I want to start with you for a reason. Chris, there have been many times during this six-year run that you've been president of the team, mm-hmm. where the process started and it was like, roll up the sleeves, we know what's ahead of us. And then you get some of the players and you get some of the pieces, and then all of a sudden there's something unforeseen that occurs that makes it difficult to get up to go to work. And then as you trudge through it all, you have yesterday. What does yesterday mean to what happened at the beginning of this thing?
Well, you know what? We've had a lot of good days, a lot of good moments. It is definitely, we're not there. But what Elton and his team have allowed us to dream about is something that we didn't expect this soon. But we knew we were going that way. This is the direction, you know, there's a time and place for everything. And the time right now is Elton's time. And what he's done for our franchise right now, going into the spring, is extraordinary. And it's absolute gift. And I will say this, like the backing of Josh Harris and David Blitzer to give Elton
Michael
the keys, like, it is absolutely amazing, though, that what he's done in such a short period of time. It's unthinkable.
It really is. It's amazing how you completely just transform this team. Look, we come into this thing, and it's, all right, we got Ben, we got Joe, and we got Fultz. All right, let's figure out what, like, how do you get that next piece? And we were all, you know, maybe Brett talked about star hunting, Elton, yep. The whole thing was star hunting and all of that. And the first piece lands in Jimmy, who's a great fit on this team. And then you pull the trade deadline, like, miracle with Tobias to go along with JJ. And you have assembled the starting five of all starting fives right next to the Warriors.
Yeah, no, it was division. You know, we spoke earlier, and I said we're still not good enough. Like, this isn't enough. There were talks of Eastern Conference Finals, you know, preseason. Not good enough. Jimmy Butler, much closer. Then we had a chance to pull the trigger on Tobias Harris, all-star caliber player, high character person. He comes into that locker room. He's a great man. He wants to win. He's selfless. And we needed that. Mike Scott, that whole group. So that was the next piece to add for the growth of this team, this organization, and to make the city of Philadelphia proud.
When you look at, take us through the Tobias Harris thing, 'cause his name was not a name that was rumored a lot, and you know, especially with you guys. Yeah. And then, you know, that happens in the wee hours of the morning. I'm sure that you didn't get a lot of sleep that night, but it comes down to that night that Tobias Harris is a Sixers. How did that kind of, that whole process take place with him?
You know, Dave Schall is here. He's the head of our PR and stuff. He knows I hate sources. You know, it's all about relationships.
Locking it down.
Yeah, it's all about relationships and trust if you're going to get a real big deal done. Even with Jimmy Butler, it's like, oh, where'd the Sixers come from? We were talking about that thing for months. So it's, you have to keep things close to the vest if you really want to get some things done. And our organization and our group, we were able to do that this time. But we spoke about a week or two. Then it got some legs. Then it got close. And then they were fighting. You know, it's like, oh, man, Landry, you know, he's a great mm-hmm. player. But I'm like, the time is now. This window is now. And then we rebooted, got 3 first-round picks, 10 second-round picks in the next 3 years. So we still have an opportunity to use those if we need them.
Yeah, the idea of the price, and some people say it was a steep price, I look at it and I go, you have flexibility with your max contracts now. So, you know, you like the way this thing looks, you easily can go as is. Maybe Kevin Durant winks at you. You can do whatever you want, right? Like there's a multitude of ways, but you've also put this team in position to be one of the elites. And when you're one of the elites, you attract everybody. And that includes the ring chasers that come in and fill out a bench for you that go, hey, look, I want to come and be a part of this thing and try to glom on.
Absolutely. So during my presentation to be the general manager, I explained to Josh Harris, David Blitzer, who, as Chris alluded to, really backed this situation, gave us the keys to go out there and look at a core of four potential big, big salaried players and agreed to do that in the future if that's what we want to do. So I explained to them, like, I know the Corey Brewers of the world that can come in for a 10-day. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can identify these veterans that want to ring, that want to come to Philadelphia and be a part of something great. So so I have to prove that, and I have to keep working at that. But that's our goal.
You've identified this is the time. You said this is the time to make that next step. You move on from some assets that you didn't want to. That Heat 2021 pick is probably one. Shamet, who you mentioned, Dario earlier in the season, along with Covington. But what brought you to the conclusion that now is the time to strike, to put these, you got some expiring contracts, but to go for it now and put the best talent on the floor?
Just Ben's development. He's an all-star. Joel is really, MVP candidate, truly. So I don't know how long this window's going to be open. You have the opportunity cost of, injuries, other players. So it's like, let me give these players a chance now. I see other disgruntled superstars wanting to leave because their management, their organization, their city didn't give them the backing of talent to compete at a championship level. So that's why we had to go for it. And, the Miami pick, we got that draft night. It was tough to get. We had it, but that's why we got it. Star hunting, like Coach Brown said.
Turn it around.
Let's go back for a second before we go forward and look at what's going on. Let's go back to you because I'm fascinated by your ascent, right? So the unthinkable happens, and the Colangelo calamity occurs, right? It comes out of left field. Nobody sees it. You were in here. We were talking about Dell. We're hanging out. You're working your way into the front office, to have your own squad, your own vision. And then out of the blue, this thing happens. And the ownership goes out, and they want to do what's best for this franchise. They're looking at the top guys, Daryl Morey, this. They're waiting. They're not going to give just anyone the job. They want the best for this thing. And then you make the presentation. And take us through from that moment into your own, how you did it and what you saw and knew that you could handle this gig.
Yeah, now I'll take it back to, running the Blue Coats, being the GM there. When I was sitting here in that chair next to you, and you promised me a game that you never came to, but then
you can still go. We can still arrange that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just Elton won't be there.
That's right. Elton's he went to the opening.
I went to the opening.
Absolutely.
The field house is 76 field house is amazing. But I had that opportunity to, present and to interview for the GM spot. And I looked at our group, Ned Cohen, Mark Eversley, Alex Rucker, what Coach Brown has done to raise the environment in this culture. And I said, listen, I could be a G League GM for a few years, grow, VP of basketball operations, grow, or I could take my shot now, go for the GM. I'll be under a lot of pressure. Who knows how long this run will be, but my talent, my staff, I believed in them, and they wanted to feel safe. They deserved to feel safe. They helped get us to where we are now. So now I took a shot for them and for myself.
Let me interject here, too, just from my perspective.
Yeah, Chris. President of the Sixers.
I was asked this question, actually, earlier this week, and, how does Elton Brand pull all this off? He just got here. And I took a step back and was thinking about it. I'm like, gotten to know Elton quite well, over the last couple of years. Here's somebody that's actually been a businessman for a very long time. He's actually been a superstar in this league. He's been a longtime NBA player. He's been really training and focused on this job, whether he knew it or not, for his entire life. So, and now he's an old man of almost 40. but Elton, he doesn't miss a beat. And I know, he's probably, rolling his eyes at me right now. But I'm telling you right now, everything that's out there, he has absorbed and is brought into his own personality. So he's authentic to himself, he's secure with himself, and he's actually pulling off things that are the unthinkable. And this is the story behind the story.
It's a great story.
And he should be the executive of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Without a doubt. I mean, you look at what you've assembled, that vision. Because now when you look at this, first of all, it's the greatest five since 83. And, you know, when you watch them play together, they all fit. Like, you saw stretch four. You saw Ben, our facilitator. Everything's about spacing this game. You saw this league change as a great dominant post-up player that you were, that also had a little mid-range touch to you for a big man. You saw this game and how it's developed.
Yeah, no, I saw the game, how it developed. Saw where we were in the playoffs last year, having 6'6 to 6'9, 10 wings that can switch defensively, force the tempo, and of course spread to the three-point shot to give big fella Joel Embiid some space down there. So, you know, that was part of the vision. So when we could do that, and also add some toughness and some grit off the bench, we have some players that can defend, they can run, and they can also hit the shot.
Yeah.
And again, good character people. So that was my vision there. But you know, all the accolades are great, and I appreciate the kind words from Chris, but as we know, the players are the ones out there doing the work. So I appreciate what they're doing and how much work they put in.
Yeah, we actually got a tweet from a Nicole C on Twitter. She said, tell Elton that she said, thank you so much. The people are going bananas right now, and rightfully so. But when you go back to when you acquired Jimmy Butler, because there was obviously some issues that were reported, and whether, you know, some stuff that he had with teammates and coaches or whatever it was, but you got to do your due diligence and look into that stuff. And he comes here and he fits perfectly from a basketball perspective. Is he a long-term guy that you want to keep around this thing with these four players so you can move forward and keep that window propped open as wide as you can?
Absolutely. The goal is to keep all four. JJ also, we'll throw him in there. You know, keep that core together as long as this window can stay open, for sure. And the managing partnership group, Josh Harris, David Blitzer, they're on board. Michael, you talked about Michael Rubin. They're all on board and ready to go.
Is Jimmy, do you worry about Jimmy at all? Jimmy's a different kind of cat. His story's amazing. You know, what he had to overcome in life. You know, he's that kind of guy. He wants to win. He's vocal. He's an alpha in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And you know, is there any party that worries about him at all?
Those parts of me are outside of me. That's other people. Like, I'm not worried about Jimmy.
Right.
Yeah, like, I have a great relationship with Jimmy Butler. The best is yet to come. I'm excited to see him in a playoff atmosphere. Like, that's what I'm waiting for, to see. And so he can show the world and, you know, the NBA, what Jimmy Butler's about. So I'm not worried about that noise.
Yeah, I think it is. And I do think it's a lot of noise in a lot of sense that followed him, obviously. And if you can't make it work here, I always go back to one thing. I believe that Jimmy Butler wants to win.
Yeah.
Right? So knowing that, he sees this team. He's a smart dude. He goes, this is the spot. If I can't make it work here, I can't make it work anywhere. I might as well go to Memphis.
And he's a realist. Like, he admitted to me personally, like, some of the stuff that followed him, he did do. Like, on purpose. Like,
oh, took ownership.
You know, he took ownership of it all. So this, he really wants to win. He wants to be happy, and he's happy here.
Sixers general manager Elton Brand with us, and team president Chris Eck. Elton, when you look at the situation with Markelle Fultz, I know this was one that was particularly difficult to deal with because there were so many layers to that storyline. But in ultimately making that decision to move forward, that was about now. But did you have some reservations about making that move, considering the talent that he does have that just hasn't been tapped yet?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's tough because the number one pick, if you surveyed the league, majority of the GMs would have taken him number one and traded what we traded. They did the same thing. He's that talented. It's just our timeline's a little different right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we wish him the best with Orlando. Hopefully that works out. Maybe not too well, but it works out. Because we did have to trade him, but we root for him. And, you know, I said this last night, once a Sixer, always a Sixer. So he knows we'll support him and his family any way they need it.
So one of the things, I want both you and Chris to chime in here, because one of the things that cropped up was the Ben and Magic thing. So Ben reached out to Magic to go to work, to see if he'd work out. And Magic, of course, says, well, let's see if the parties agree, that sort of thing. Your feelings on Ben working out with Magic in the offseason?
So there's a backstory. Let me take this, Chris. So there's a backstory to that.
Oh, boy.
So Sean Tribe and Liam Tribe, these are Ben Simmons' brothers, wanted him this offseason to be around all-time greats. Talk to champions about their preparation, their work ethic, their focus, what made them champions. So Michael Jordan, Kobe, you know, these type level players.
Sure.
Dr. J,
yeah.
Get him with these ultimate, you know, just winners. And somehow magic got in the mix. And they asked me, Rob Pelinka called me and said, hey, you know, we're hearing Ben wants to talk to Hall of Famers, championship level players, and Magic's on the list. We need authorization for him to meet up. And I said, no. This is over a month ago. Hey, so I said no.
Is there a better Philly answer than that?
Just, oh my God. Yeah,
I totally agree. Yeah,
I just got chills because I'm so proud about
I said no.
We didn't sign up on whatever they're talking about. So, you know, if Ben and his family and say, hey, we do want to talk to Magic about being a 6'9 point guard, I mean, I don't mind going there and being there
Ben
with 6'11. Them if I have to.
Yeah, no recruitment happened.
But that we didn't agree to that.
See, that's the thing. I'm okay if Magic's just with the Dodgers, you know. But the fact that you're an executive with the Lakers, I got an issue there.
I agree.
Okay, see, we're not on the same page.
Explain the contract situation with Ben, because I do think there's a fear.
Control.
There's a fear of Ben leaving, and that permeates the fan base. So explain to them that we actually have control.
Yeah, we have control. Well, I mightn't say control. Of course, player can do what they choose to do, but we have a great opportunity to lock him up long-term for a much bigger number than other teams. And again, his family, he's happy here. He's devoted to winning. So he's really happy here in Philadelphia. He sees what the city can do and what a good team can do for him and his brand and just his ball game. He enjoys it here.
And just what you have surrounded. I mean, I look at the players around him and I go, A, why would you not want to play? Ben's the ultimate guy you want to play with because he's going to get you the ball. And he's going to get you the ball, and you might as well be just frozen in your shooting stance because that's where the ball's going to be, and you can just go right up with it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Like Tobias Harris, when I was talking to him and his agent, they're like, man, we've never played with a point guard like Ben. That's going to get us the ball. So they're all excited.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Elton, when you look at the situation, you played here in Philadelphia, and this is for both of you, Chris, too, because that building yesterday, and it has been last year, 16 straight wins during the regular season, and just the home court advantage is so pronounced. On Friday, you have the Moses Malone ceremony, and so many alumni. Charles is there, Julius, who we talked to on Friday, AI, the stars are coming out, Wentz and Alshon are at the game, Mike Trout. This is the place to be. You guys have to feel very proud that the city has grasped onto this so much, and just how exciting everybody is. I mean, it's an electric environment.
I will say this: the fans are so astute; they know what's going on, and they know what's going on several layers beyond what they see on the court. You know, I was with Dave Schuller, who's with us today, and we're sitting with Elton on Friday night, and he had to run up to do an interview. And there was three sections that saw Elton stand up and walk down the aisle. And they all stood up and clapped and started chanting his name.
Bananas.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. But the fans get it. They have always gotten it. It's just there's more of them now, right? And it's awesome. We expect this during playoff time, not on the first week of February.
Yeah. Did you get chills, Chris?
Oh, this is why we work there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
that building gives me chills.
Listen, we think that we have an obligation to the fans of Philadelphia. And it's like, this is our chance and our time to resurrect this brand and do it in the right way. And so every time you see something like this happen, you know, it's a prideful moment. It's not just, it's not a selfish pride. It's a pride for the city.
Every time I see that seven with the circular stars over it, it warms my heart. And it warms my heart that this is what these guys did for the brand, to bring that back and to solidify it like you did on the floor with success. It's made a lot of people who miss basketball in this town really happy. And the fact that you can understand, you can talk to players. Like, see, to me, you're a perfect guy for this job because you bridge gaps, right? Like, you can talk to anyone in the business community, and you can talk to the players because they respect you.
Absolutely. So bridging the gap between, you know, the managing partnership, coaching, and players. You know, I think that's one of my, you know, my key values that I bring to this job and to this organization, because I can talk to, you know, a rookie, Jimmy Butler, an all-star, Joel Embiid, talk to coach, you know, how we're thinking, what we're going to do, how we're going to flow. And Chris Heck and I on the business side, we have a great, great relationship also. So, absolutely.
Taking this thing into June? NBA Finals? You know, I got to get you on the record.
One step at a time?
Yeah.
Absolutely, but that's the goal, to grow towards that.
Let's
for sure.
Let's just beat Boston on Tuesday.
I don't want to annihilate them.
By 30.
So what I want to do is I look at Boston, I look at Toronto, mm-hmm. I look at Milwaukee,
yep.
and I'm making statements. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm coming out and I'm looking at my rotation. I'm going to devise my rotation mm-hmm. so I come out early and I just bury them. I want to make statement. It starts Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. All right, with I freaking still hate them. All right,
I started yesterday, actually.
I know. But I hate those Celtics more than life. All right, so we got to bury them. This is revenge time from last year. All right,
all right.
It's the king of playing the game before the game is played. He's been playing it since yesterday.
No, I haven't. The final
buzzer hit.
I want to make stages the rest of the week because that matters. Come playoff time,
get in their head.
See, the beauty is, come playoff time, when the game's a half court game, this team can play.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
This team, last year, look, we understood that this team could not play half court.
Yep.
Now it's different. Now, with Jimmy and with Tobias, this team is as lethal as anyone in the half court.
I agree, especially in the East. And don't leave out Indiana. They're going to be a team to contend
even
with.
Even without Oladipo.
Yeah, they've won 5-6 in a row, too. But yeah, the East you know, has 4 or 5 of the best teams in the league, period. So it's going to be a tough fight, mm-hmm. but we're up for it.
My last question for you. How much of a freak is Joel Embiid? I mean, the touch for his size, the full arsenal of different shots that he can make defensively, so good. I mean, could you imagine a player at that size being this agile with the handle and everything else that he brings to the floor?
No,
it's ridiculous.
I can't. You know, I guarded Shaq in his prime. Yeah. I guarded, you know, Hakeem at the end of his career, and just Dwight Howard in his prime. But it's just amazing. His touch, his skill, be able to make free throws, be able to shoot three-pointers, you know, handle the ball. You know, he talks about how he dunked on me, you know, a few years ago.
I was going to say, you practiced against Joel, you know. Yeah. There's some firsthand experience here.
Oh, I didn't. And I'm saying this young man has all-time great talent, all-time great, for sure.
I mean, it's amazing because he's still in growth mode. Like, he's still immature on the floor only because he learned the game so late and he's so young. And what is amazing is his mind. He's a brilliant, smart dude. And he's got the mind where he mimics moves. He's like an art forger, right?
Yeah.
No, he's amazing. Like, the dunk on me was because he watched Shaq.
okay.
So, no, he can emulate. He's so intelligent. He can emulate any move out there, from a point guard to a center. Anything he likes, he can add it to his game. It's just special, special talent.
It is. All right, guys, listen, we know you got to go, and we got a big meeting here at the station, but I want to thank you both.
Yeah, thank you.
All right? I mean, EB, what you've done is just amazing. Keep it going.
Thanks, man.
Chris, you believed in this brand. You've worked really hard. I know that the staff behind this whole thing has been doing it for 6 years, coming in and ownership, and you've turned your thing around, man. It's a time to really just enjoy it.
I got to give you guys a shout out. 97.5, been a great partner of the 76ers. You guys live it too. And Anthony, you've been our biggest advocate over the years. So we appreciate you and the station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn,
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages, and Andrew will go through and find the best of the best. What do we got?
Oh, Laker fans! How does it feel to see that bitch LeBron James walk out before the game was officially 0-0? Let's go Sixers.
All right. I like it.
All right.
It's nice to be able to cackle at LeBron. I agree.
It is. And I'm telling you during the break, I've had my fill on LeBron. I'm ready to move on. Had enough. And if he doesn't make the playoffs, he goes from, what, 8 straight finals appearances to not making the playoffs. Yeah, LeBron's legacy might not be intact, Ant.
The Sixers are going to go 42-0 for the rest of the season, including the playoffs, and win the title. Book it right now. You heard it first right here.
42-0.
That would be spectacular. Awesome. I'll take it.
I love the winning. I love the winning. We call this Sixers Fire, Sixers Fire, Sixers Fire Weekend. Winning.
Yeah! What's he complaining about LeBron? I've had enough LeBron. I'm LeBroned out. And I was kidding about his legacy, obviously. His legacy's intact as one of the biggest passive-aggressive babies in sports.
Can you say championship run? The Sixers look like a team that can contend for a championship.
That's right. That's right.
They can get to the finals. I don't know if they can contend. I don't know yet. I don't know.
But seriously, all can decide. You don't know what shape they're in. I mean, Frank Isola told you.
Yeah, and Frank said they'd be live if they got to the finals. But the one thing I worry about, Ian, is getting through those final two rounds in the East.
All right, yeah, I agree. War. I'm just saying, if you get to the finals, are you ready just to bow down? No.
I'll take my chances. And you, like I said before, if you got...
That's my only point.
Can't win it if you don't get there.
Right.
Wouldn't be the be a shocker, like, but it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world.
Like, I just want to enjoy it, man. Yeah. All right?
Well, everybody wants to put an expiration date on everything, you know?
Yeah, you can't count them out. They're in the finals. You can't count them out. They have a really good starting five, man.
The ABC commentators stink. Hubie White out here looking like the Crypt Keeper. That's a violation.
You say Hubie White?
They called him Hubie White out.
Oh, I thought he was fine. You don't have a problem with Hubie, do you?
No. No, I like him, actually.
I do, too. I know he's been around forever and a day.
I like those guys.
Yeah, I do. To me, that sounds like a big game.
Yo, by the way, he still knows the game. So, I mean, he's quick.
Yeah.
He's still with it.
Wait, is he north of 80?
He's old, yeah. He's got to be... He's 85?
What? Is he really?
No way.
I feel like he's been around forever.
He's 85 years old?
No way he sounds that good at 85.
God bless him. I trust Ty, man.
I trust Ty, but yeah, he is 85.
Don't be an ageist.
Oh.
Embrace.
No, good for him.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the caller. That's
beautiful. Oh, yeah. No, I think he does a good job on the game.
He does, man. He's still sharp.
Yep.
I love those guys. Still sharp. God bless him.
So Tom McGinnis explains that the Sixers are wearing a special uniform that only teams that made the playoffs last year get to wear. So that's pretty damn cool. In fact, that's cooler than anything the MLB does with uniforms, with, you know, the stupid throwbacks or the look forward uniforms or whatever. And it's cooler than anything the NFL does with the uniforms.
Well, the NBA seems a lot less restrictive on changes to a uniform and variations thereof.
So I'll be honest with you. I don't know why you would be restrictive in uniform. I really don't. So you have your deals, all right? So I understand you have certain deals with Nike or wherever your sportswear company is, right, that does your uniforms. But, I mean, look, the NBA does. No one's bigger. The NBA invented the shoe deal. So I don't know why you can't have a bunch of different uniforms.
Yeah, I mean, remember the gray one that the Sixers wore earlier? I loved that one. I thought that looked awesome. Yeah,
they have a lot of them. More creative ones.
Yeah, but you're right. Like, in the NFL, they don't let them just trot out different color schemes and all that stuff. I mean, I think overboard, and there's only 16 games. Like, I'm going to wear a different uniform every week. But you could have a third.
I think it's cool. Like, look at the, in the Super Bowl. Had the Rams worn the classic Rams uniform with the,
the yellow horns?
With the white helmet? Like, that would have been cool to wear the yellow. Right. To wear the classic.
I'd like to see the Patriots wear the old
Rams uniform. Like, my buddy Big Ant's a big Rams guy.
Yeah?
Like, that. Like to wear that uniform, that would have been cool.
I would have liked to seen, actually, New England wear the old score, like, 85 Super Bowl uniform with the squatting Patriot.
The patch Patriot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if T.J. McConnell is at the Flyers-Penguins game tonight. Do we applaud him and give him the finger? Like, do you clap and shoot him the bird, then clap and shoot him the bird? I think we'd have to.
Why?
T.J.'s a Penguins fan.
Yeah, but he's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's a legit fan. I don't care.
I mean, I think you got to make... I mean, my ruling would be this. He's from Pittsburgh. He deserves to be a Penguins fan.
Yeah, we can't ask him to change that just because he plays here. That'd be a fraud.
Exactly. So he gets a full cheer no matter what.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he doesn't get anything to cheer about. By the way, Hubie Brown, do you know he's from Hazleton, PA?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
I did.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if we can't beat 3 or 4 years, $200 million for Harper, I'm going to lose it. We cannot let Sam Fran get this dude. Offer the mother... $300 million, and he will hit 40 to 50 home runs easily.
Yes,
per year
in
our
ballpark.
Here's the deal, though. If you're Bryce Harper, I sign a 3-year deal, and then I take another kick at free agency while I'm full blown in my prime, and I don't sign a 10-year deal until I'm 28 or 29.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.